Welcome to the debate. If you try to mail a letter to, like, the universe, it won't get delivered, right? It needs a specific address, a country, a city, a street.
Right, yeah.
But for a century, physics has been trying to mail equations across the cosmos without a zip code.
Well, I mean, we expect general relativity and quantum mechanics to seamlessly exchange packages. But right now, we basically just drop them in the dark, you know, just hoping the continuous heavy geometry of gravity and the jumpy probabilistic wave function somehow figure out how to talk to each other.
Exactly. So in 2026, Sid J. Hubbard proposed giving physics that missing address. He suggests adding what he calls a countable scale address to bridge these two massive frameworks. So our central question today is, does adding this boundary physically resolve the incompatibility between gravity and quantum mechanics? Or
is it merely an interpretive redescription of things we already know?
Right. I argue this architecture is the crucial physical variable needed to finally unite the frameworks.
And my perspective is that without a novel testable experiment to back it up, Hubbard's work risks being purely formal. I mean, it is mathematically elegant, sure, but it might just be new vocabulary for old problems.
Well, let's start with Hubbard's core image. Scale is not a smooth, continuous ramp. It is a staircase, a countable address.
A very nice metaphor, I'll admit.
It's more than a metaphor, though. We know from past torsion balance experiments that you can't just take the blurry, probabilistic location of a quantum particle and plug it directly into gravity's equations. Gravity needs a definitive source.
Sure. When a quantum state collapses into a definite physical position, that source changes instantly.
Exactly. And to conserve energy across that jump, we need explicit physical steps, scale junctions. Hubbard's staircase provides that physical reality.
But does it, though? Mathematical elegance doesn't automatically supply a new physical mechanism. I mean, Hubbard himself admits he hasn't derived the unique mathematical boundary for this step yet.
He's laid the structural foundation.
But we already have standard theories of decoherence. Zurich's environmental decoherence explains beautifully how the blurry quantum world stabilizes into solid macroscopic records just by interacting with its surrounding environment. If Hubbard's staircase doesn't add an independent, measurable condition to that settling process, it's just, you know, relabeling the arbitrary line we already draw between the microscopic quantum world and the macroscopic observer.
I disagree. It's much more than a relabeling because it solves real physical paradoxes. Take the energy of empty space.
Ah, Weinberg's vacuum catastrophe?
Yes. If you calculate that vacuum energy using standard quantum mechanics, you add up the microscopic energy of every point in space. That gives you an infinitely massive number, which means gravity should have crushed the entire universe into a black hole instantly.
Right. But it hasn't. Because the standard math assumes those microscopic quantum fluctuations pile up smoothly, like a ramp, all the way to the cosmic scale.
Which is exactly what Hubbard's framework stops. He replaces a universal background energy with tier-specific energies. Think about engineering. You cannot calculate a skyscraper structural load by summing the quantum energy of every single quark in the steel beams.
Well, no, obviously the math breaks down there.
Right. You have to calculate the load based on the macro scale of the girders. Hubbard makes that descriptive limit, that specific step on the staircase, an explicit, mathematically sound parameter.
Okay. But setting an upper limit to organize our ignorance is standard practice. Donahue and others have shown this. Physicists have circumvented that infinite energy problem for decades by simply capping the equations before they reach that catastrophic infinity.
But capping it arbitrarily is different from structurally defining it.
Is it? Calling that mathematical cutoff an enclosure or a staircase step is conceptually neat, sure. But it doesn't automatically explain how energy and information actually step up from the quantum rung to the gravity rung.
The physical mechanism is defined by the boundary itself. The step isn't just a math trick. It's tied to real causal limits.
Where is that boundary in the real world, then? Look at the actual physical instruments used to measure these systems.
You mean the mass dipole recoil results?
Exactly. Celery et al. Recent experiments show that when an instrument measures a quantum particle, the instrument physically recoils to conserve momentum. But how much of the instrument recoils? Only the parts that are connected by sound waves during that split-second measurement.
The acoustic horizon.
Yes. If Hubbard scale boundary is just tracking the physical reach of sound waves in a piece of metal, aren't we just doing standard mechanical physics? Tracing out how mass moves doesn't mean we've discovered a profound new boundary bridging relativity and quantum mechanics.
Wait, you're pointing to the exact mechanism that makes Hubbard's work a triumph. He doesn't invent a magical new force. He grounds the boundary in that exact causal participation.
By just piggybacking on acoustic waves?
No, by recognizing that the acoustic horizon is the step on the staircase. By tying scale directly to what causally participates in the recoil, general relativity and quantum mechanics finally meet at a verifiable physical boundary.
They meet, but...
Let me finish this thought. Gravity gets its massive, continuous structures, and quantum mechanics gets its probabilistic calculations, but they are forced to agree on what actually crosses the threshold.
Look, I will concede the brilliance in mapping a century of disjointed physics onto one unified structural gap. We definitely converge on the elegance of the architecture.
It is a beautiful way to frame it.
It is. But the tension, however, rests entirely on whether this theoretical staircase will eventually yield a completely novel experiment. Until we measure a transition that behaves differently than standard environmental interaction, it remains a brilliant interpretive framework rather than a proven dynamical theory.
Fair enough. But even defining the precise requirements for that future experiment is a scientific milestone. It gives us a framework where the universe doesn't have to be a smooth, infinitely zoomable ramp.
It certainly changes the conversation.
It does, and it leaves us pondering a profound question. Does resolving physics' greatest conflict require discovering radically new forces or simply giving our existing theories the correct address?